This is the morning of prayer of Hanukkah, at the Chodesh, and a good Erev Shabbat. There's a famous Maharal, which everybody has probably heard about. Everybody has bearing explanations exactly what was the Melchoma, the Melchemes Hayavonim, with the Chashmenoim. The Maharal goes to length to explain that the Yevonim was Chochmah, but it was Chochmah Yavon. The Yidin, the Chashmenoim, Chashteitzah, they had Chochmah as well. The Yidin had Chochmah, over with Chochmah Tatoira. Chochmah Yavon is known as the Choshech, the Maharal calls it the Choshech, the Chochmah of Choshech. Chochmah Hatoira is a Chochmah of Oir, of light. It was the Melchoma was Choshech against Oir, darkness against light. Chochmah of darkness against Chochmah of light. Then the Mephoshim goes to explain exactly what that means. What exactly is the Chochmah of Choshech? What is the Chochmah? Everyone agrees that Yavon was Chochmah. It was great the Chochmah. Novos, Nishkeven Chochmah Tatera. What was the Maila of Chochmah Tatera over Chochmah Yavon? So, understand the Lashon of the Maharal is Choshech. The Chochmah of Choshech over the Chochmah of Oyer. Chochmah Sayavoni, the Chochmah of Yigoshe Chochmah over the Chochmah of Tera. That's what the Maharal writes. But if you look in the Bach on the Hilchos Chanukah, he says a completely different story. What was the Melchoma between the Chashmenoim and the Yavonim? Look at the Bach goes to explain what's the difference between Purim and Chanukah. Famous thought. Look at the Bach Azoy. When he comes to Chanukah, he says, Avo Chanukah. Iker ha-gezeira hoiso, the Iker gezeira, the main gezeira, the main decree hoiso, al shehisrashlu ba'avoida. Klal Yisrael will misrashe, they will lay back through that by the avoida in the Beis HaMikdosh. Klal Yisrael had the Beis HaMikdosh. Koinin ba'avoidosan, but no, laid back wasn't so important in their eyes, they were just misrashe. Va'al kein, and therefore, hoiso ha-gezeira, what was the gezeira of the Yevonim? Levatil mehenu avoida. Since they were misrashed by Avodah, they were laid back in the Avodah, so the Gzeira was to be mevatel the Avodah. Ketanya Braisa, like it says in the Braisa, Shegoto Arim Oisa Rosho, Rosho was made a Gzeira on them, Nevatel HaTomit, to make it to mevatel, to stop the bringing of the carbon Tomit. Any carried on, says, Oid Omanahem Mitzvah Achat Yesh Beyodom, there's one mitzvah which they have, Imatem Mevatel Oisa, if we stop that mitzvah, Kvarim Avudin, they're lost, and what mitzvah is that? Hadlokas Nim, Hadlokas Menorah, let's go, Mevakel the Tomit, Mevakel the Menorah, and then we've won them. What's they doing, Bach? What does the Bach say over here? What was the Ikke Gezerah of the Yevonim against the Chashmenoim? No mention of Chochmah, Chochmah Sokhesha, Chochmah Chochmah Seir, Chochmah Sivonim. Poshet, to Mevakel the Avodah from the Kohanim, to Mevakel the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdosh. Is this a Machlokes? Is this a Stira? Is it a contradiction? The Maharal on one side tells us, "Step this out. The Chomer, the Chochmah Tatera, and the Chochmah Yevonis, and the Chochmah Tatera won over. Tifa Zachen, deep things." And over here, the Bach tells us very simply, "They knew the Yidden. The last thing, the Nitzchias of Kadishol is the Avoda in the Beit Hamikdash. Let's go. Let's make a plan. Let's make a plan for the war. We'll go to Yerushalayim. We'll take over the Beit Hamikdash. We'll battle the Avoda. Nope." No Menorah, Gendik, the Eden will run over the Eden. Seems like two completely different things. Bezer Hashem, this morning we'll go through a few Mephoshim, a few Medrashim, with the Hezbollah, with the explanation of a few Medrashim, we will be able, Bezer Hashem, to bring these closer to see that it's Nishkan Machloikas, Nishkan Sira, to Haino Hach, to the Zal Bavach, it's exactly the same thing. There's a Medrash in Parshas Truma. The Medrash says as follows, the famous Medrash. Moshel Lamelech, there is a Moshel to a king. Shehoi Aloi Bas Yechido, he had an only daughter. A Bas Yechido, he had a princess, his only daughter. Bo Echad Min HaMelochim, came along a prince from the son of one of the kings. The Notla and Tukah. Kemach Tashidach HaMavutov. Tikesh, Leilich Leil Ha'atzoi. Fine, finish the Chasna, finish the Sheva Brochus. We'll hang around enough by the Shveh. Time to go home, time to start our life on our own already. He wanted to go. V'litzel ishtei, the state says, he wants to go with his wife. Om aloi, the king said to his daughter, said to his son-in-law, Biti shenosati l'cho, my daughter, which I love so much, which I gave to you. You see this, he's my only daughter. I had a big problem over here. Lifresh mimeno, to separate myself from my daughter and just let her go, ain't yocha, it's kenish, it's my only daughter. How can I do that to my daughter? To myself. Loi malakha al-titla. Tell you can't take my daughter. I also can't. Any other also can't. Finish you do what? So whatever happens, there's no win. I'm going to miss my daughter. On the other hand, I can't tell you not to go. So what do we do? Elo zu teva seili. Do me one favor. Shekol mokim shakohilech. Wherever you go on your honeymoon around the world, wherever you go, make me one little room with you. Wherever you go, a little room, a little extension on the side, and I'll stay there with you. That way you'll be living your life with my daughter, but I will still have a shaykh, I'll still have a connection to my daughter, I'll still be living with my daughter. That's only the marshal. What is the name, Shul? Says the Medrash, Kach Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zot Kekar Yisrael. Nosati Lochem Nesat Torah, I gave you my daughter. I gave you the Torah. I have a problem. Lifresh me men or any other, I can't separate myself from the Torah. I'm going to miss the Torah. Nevertheless, Lo Yimalachem asked his Lord to tell you, you can't take my daughter, you can't take the Torah, I also can't. Why not? I gave it to you. It's yours. Elo, Echaza Eitza, I have an idea. What should we do? Bechol Mokin Shatem Hochim, wherever you go, Bayis Echod Aseini, make me one little, like, make an extension to your house. Make one little house. She'adur v'soicha, and I'll live in that extension. I'll live with that by you. What is that extension? Shenema, v'osruli mikdos v'shechanti v'soicha. Make a Beit HaMikdosh, and I will live amongst, I will dwell amongst that Beit HaMikdosh. It's medrash, v'ashteitav, the medrash, pliya. What is the shaykh, the marshal, and the nimshal? The marshal is so beautiful. The king is going to miss his daughter. It's understandable, people miss their children. On the other hand, he has a problem. He has to give his daughter to his son-in-law. He has to go off. He's got a problem. And I understand the solution. I'll go with you wherever you go. Little extension on the side, I'll go with you. Other, the Torah HaKadosh, what shaykh does it have to this marshal? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, he's missing it. The Torah is tangible. He's going to miss the Torah. Oh, no, I haven't got the Torah. Why not? What's the problem for tangible thing? You don't miss the Torah. Number one. And whatever the pshat is that you do miss the Torah, what does it help to make a Beit HaMikdash? How are you going to get the Torah back? These are the two questions we have to understand. First of all, how do you miss the Torah? How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu miss the Torah? Second of all, what's the solution to the problem by making a Beit HaMikdash? We see a similar thing in a Gemara in Brachot, that hey, state in Gemara Azoi. The mid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like the mid of a boss of a dom of human being. Why? By human being, somebody sells a good to somebody else. He likes his car. He had a very nice car. It's not going so well. He's got to sell off his car and get a bit of a cheaper car. Is the moicher otzov? The one which is selling it, he's upset. He's otzov. But the keach semeach, the one which bought it, he got a good deal. He's happy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. Not someone clearly Yisrael, he gave Torah to Klal Yisrael. The Somach, and he's still happy. Even though he gave it to Klal Yisrael, he's still happy. Shenema, ki lekech Torah nosati lochem, Torah al tazim, he tells them, I gave you such a good Torah. Enjoy it! Look after it! Keep it! Same question. I saw my nice car, I said, I'm upset, but how can I have it anymore? What's the connection to that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us the Torah now? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is discovered. He said, no, don't worry. I forgive you. Can't take the Torah. What's the Bnei Shem lost the Chal? What's he lost it to? The answer to this, the Torah comes out of the Gemara in Bava Metzia. The famous Gemara in Bava Metzia, the story with Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. They had a machlokes, legave a certain tanur, is it Tomei or is it Toi? Mukhuba the karka, and it won't be Mikabal Tumma. If it's not called for the Mikabal, so the Kaili, then it can be Mikabal Tumma. Okay. Rabbi Shua was arguing with Rabbi Eliezer was arguing with all the other Tanoim. And the halacha is you always go after Reis. And they were asking questions on Rabbi Shua. Questions after questions. On Rabbi Eliezer. Says Rabbi Eliezer, says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer answered all the answers in the world to all of these questions. They weren't convinced. So he's getting frustrated. And Vosu Rabbi Eliezer goes up. If the halacha is like me, this tree over here should prove it. And what happened? This whole tree jumped out of its place. 100 amos, and some people say 400. Some amos say 400 amos. Imagine around this. 400 amos. Omolehem, neh. The Kenish bring an araya in the imam in the charek. Bring an araya from the tree. What? The tree can bring the araya. We're using our seichel over here, and the tree, because it jumped out of its place, can give me araya. Mishkinah. Okay, next. There was a flow of water at the river. This flow of water should prove it. The water suddenly started going backwards. The walls of the Beit HaMikdash were mechiach. What's the Geshem? What happened? He took place the Beit HaMikdash, but the walls started caving in. I'll be sure I said it. It's getting a bit. Getting a bit dramatic over here. As Rabbi Shua goes up, go out of them, Rabbi Shua! Argue, shout it at the walls! And said, what's up, that? It's a midi chom no arguing in halacha. How do you come into the question? How did the walls come into the equation over here? Straight away, the walls stopped. They didn't go back up because of the covered Rabbi Eliezer. They didn't fall all the way down because of the covered Rabbi Shua. They should think wrong. Rabbi Eliezer wasn't getting anywhere. So he carried on. In halacha kamoisi, then Hashemayim. Yechichu. From Shemayim, it should be the Haychacha. The proof comes from Shemayim. What happened? Yotza Basko. The Basko came out of the Shemayim and said, Halacha Kabbalezer Bechol Malachim. Halacha Zay Kabbalezer everywhere. Bishua Vaita wasn't this ball. Says long, it says, Bishua Omar, Bishua Raglos. Bishua stood up. The Omar, Omate Gezok, Toiro La Bashamayimi. Toiro is Nishni Shemayim. Toiro is Nishni Dehim. Toiro is Nishni Shemayim. Finished. All of these proofs. All of these nisei nisim, shloi kedera chateva. What's the final answer? Toiro la bashamayni. This vort of Rabbi Shua, Toiro la bashamayni, this is the key to understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu lost by Matan Toiro. Toiro is not a shamayim anymore. Ribbono Shel Olam gave us something by Matan Toiro. Ehod Hashoynish. The king lost, sent away his daughter, married off his daughter, and he has lost a certain aspect of his daughter now. He can't live with his daughter. Ribbono Shel Olam, by giving us the Torah, has lost a certain bailus over the Torah. He's lost a certain ownership on the Torah. So he's lost ownership on the Torah? This is where he's lost it. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah to Klal Yisrael, we know there's Yud Gimel Drachim Shatan and Adreshes for him. We have to sit in the base of Medrash, sweat over the Torah, learn the Torah with the Rishonim, try and understand Gnoi exactly what the Tosfos meant, what the Tanoi meant. And as we come out with the Pshat that we come out, that is the Halacha. Even if it's different to the original intention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he gave us the Torah. Rabbi Eliezer over here was Mechavan the Das Koinoi. He was Mechavan over here to the Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he gave us the Torah. He gave us the code, he gave us the Torah, he said, sit on it, work on it, and you'll find out the halacha. What was the intention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The halacha should be that it's Tomei, as we were Belez of Gazok. Halacha Kamoisoi. As we were the Basko of Gazok, the tree was Mechiach, the water was Mechiach, the bed was Mechiach. That was the original intention. Of it was then in Nishmas Baal. The Seder. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted when he gave the Torah. We are Balabasim of the Torah now, on Ichzedos, I can't see that. I can't see that, says Rabbi Shua. I've learned the sugya over and over again. It doesn't say that. The chayra from the sugya comes out differently. As well as the other Tanoim understood. Everyone according to their understanding. Because the chayra, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yishem's original intention. As well as the leizah. Halacha is, actually, I'm happy to go after the roiv, and the roiv of the Tanoim. Argued on the leizah is halacha, k'moyisam, halacha is like them, and not like the original thing. That is the first half of the Moshul. Rabbeinu Shleilam, the king, will miss his daughter, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will miss the Torah, because now it's in our hands. We have a kiyak, we have the power to pass them. The Beis HaLevi, Tanamoyedika Beis HaLevi, which also brings this point out. I've never actually heard this Beis HaLevi from everyone. I think it's Ramesh and Metzia, this Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi answers the famous question that everybody had on Shavuos. The Magen Avraham, Fekta Kasha. How can we say in Davening on Shavuos, man, nothing to Torah Tehillim? Torah wasn't given on our day of Shavuos, on the 6th of the month. Torah was given on the 7th. Because the place in the Kutzlar, we have 2 days Shavuos. So we really have the real Shavuos. We have the real Matan Torah Tehillim on the second day of Shavuos. In Eretz Yisrael, they missed the boat. Or the day before. So how can we say in Davening, man, nothing to Torah Tehillim? Dr. Beis HaLevi, I'm very ridiculous. Beis HaLevi, look, there's two chalokim to the Sinas HaTorah. There's two chalokim to receiving of the Torah and to the giving of the Torah. One chalok is, we receive the Torah, that means we receive the Torah in the mitzvah. We receive the Torah shebechav. We receive the Torah. There's another chalok, is this aspect of the koyach, this key that the Rishpoch gave us. It's right, this ownership of the Torah that Shmuel gave us to actually learn the Torah, to actually learn it, and as we learn it, that is how the halacha will be. To be the Dayanim, to be the Bezdin, to be the Rabbonim, to be the Gedolei Hador, which will learn the Torah and actually have the right to paskan, even if it is against the original Torah. That's the original intention of Shmuel gave the Torah. Zok Dehele Gerei Saleili. This key, this right over the Torah was given to us already on the 6th of the month. On the first day Shavuos. So the Beis HaLevi, why is it that the Torah was pushed off to the seventh day? We have Mezi on the sixth. Moshe Rabbeinu Hoshi Kei Mechel Lidaita. You know why? Because he dashed the prophet in the Torah. So the Beis HaLevi, how could Moshe Rabbeinu dash the prophet in the Torah? You know why? Because he was given the Korach to Paskin already. He was given a Korach to learn a prophet in the Torah, understand it, how he wants that, how he understood the prophet, and dashed. So the Beis HaLevi, so that Korach, this Korach that we're talking about over here from the Shmuel Gatecast was given already on the 6th. We made Moshe Rabbeinu Kudashim, even though we haven't received the Torah yet, but the Korach was given to us already. And then the next day was actual Kabbalah at that Torah. It's the Kalachim. Nesina at that Torah, that's that Korach that Shmuel gave us, and Kabbalah at that Torah, what we received the Torah, the actual Torah mitzvahs. So Moshe Kabbalah. That's the two brachas that we make in on Birkas HaTorah. One is the Korach was given to us, and one is the actual Torah Shev itself. Akoponim, that is the Yesod over here, which we can understand in what way HaKadosh Baruch Hu will miss the Torah because he's given us the Kayak and he hasn't got the Shlita, he hasn't got the power over that now. Now it's our hands to learn it and pass it in according to how we understand it. The question is, okay, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu has lost the Torah a certain way. He's given us the Torah is now ours, we're going to sit on it, we're going to pass it. It's going to be Moedic. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a bit upset. He says, I've got an Eitzah. What's the Eitzah? I'm going to make a Beis HaMikdash. How's the Beis HaMikdash going to solve the problem? The king will miss his daughter, Echaba Eitzah. I'll go with you wherever you go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has lost the Torah because he's given us the power to pass in the Torah. How's the Beis HaMikdash going to help out? Beis HaMikdash is finally going to bring the Torah back to the original intention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shas and Sinat HaTorah. How's it going to help? The Yesod is, when one sees God will be Yisrael, Monach HaBrocha. Baruch HaBrocha Nachman. Baruch Shecholak Nichochmosoi Lireov. Riboyne Shalom, with Cholak, gave away a chelak. Nichochmosoi from His Chochma, He gave us Chochma. Nichochmosoi from His Chochma, but who too? Liereyov Einavasot Yerushamayim. There's plenty Chachomim around. There's plenty. Take anyone which knows Lashon HaKodesh and has a good cup, but they can't learn a Gemara. To a drop of stamp, basically, where to put the full stops and commas. If you have to learn a Gemara, no problem. And become what we call Tam Chachom Zadi, you know it all. Other, that's Nishkanuk. When did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give me Chachmosoi from his Chachma? That should be part of the Chokmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that only to someone which helped Yerushalayim.
The Chochma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chochma, not anyone, the Chochma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will only go to the Rei of Ein Ulfati HaShemayim. Nefesh HaChaim explains, the famous Nefesh HaChaim, the famous Ma'im HaChazal, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Neis HaChochma, El Lamish HaChochma Shaloi. Shaboruch Hu only gives Chochma to someone who has Chochma. So there's no stop. It's like, you can only become rich if you have money to invest. Otherwise, how are you going to start? How are you going to get on to the ladder at all? Shaboruch Hu only gives Chochma to someone who's got Chochma. If you ain't got Chochma, you ain't going to have Chochma. So how do we stop? Look, Nefesh HaChaim, the two Chochmas over here. Shaboruch Hu only gives Chochma to Torah to someone called the Andra Chochma. That's the Yerushalayim. Hakol B'dei Shemayim, Chutz Miyere Shemayim. Yerushalayim, you can get yourself. Everything else from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yerushalayim, get yourself. So we have to work on our Yerushalayim. See, if you haven't got anything, we can work on our Yerushalayim. Once we've got Yerushalayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already give us the Chochma when we learn to Yerushalayim. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ain't like a spoken little chokma, and at least a chokma shaloi. The chokma is his, the Yerushalayim is his, because he was claiming himself as Kobe Yishmael Chutz Yerushalayim. Mishnah and others, Dr. Zelbozach, Misha Ein Yiras Hashem Kudemet Le Chokmosai. Someone's Yerushalayim is not there before the chokma Satira. Ain't Chokma Satira is Kayemis. Well, that means not Miskayemis, just he'll forget it. Doesn't mean he'll forget it. The chokma will not be Miskayem. The Chochma won't be there. To nish the Chochma from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not Miskayim, the Chochma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not Miskayim, you think, don't you? Whatever state is taking them from the Gemara, the facts. Or they're not nish the Chochma from the Torah. By Matan Torah, state of Pasuk, Leman Tiyah Yiras Hashem HaPanechem Adul Tizach Eto. The whole Maimot HaSina, the Torah was given that Chochma, just make an assembly. The voice right, I'm giving you the mood, the Katayra. I didn't mind with that scene. I could lose the blocking. That was all the mind of Yerushalayim. Torah has to go together with Yerushalayim. Torah without Yerushalayim, there's only a foreign friend. Many foreign. He wasn't kinder it. It's all there. It's all stored there. But he wasn't kinder it. It's not part of him. He only become part of the actual person only with the Yerushalayim that the person has. What's the Yisod over here? How will it be that when we learn and we Paskin, and we use this tremendous power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, that it should not be Chas V'Shalom misused, and it should be like the original intention of the Nois in the Torah. We should mechaven the Daf Kainai, we should mechaven to the day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when B'Shach is in the Torah. That's if we learn with Yiras Shemayim. The key to making sure that our Torah is with the original intention that Shvokh had Bashat and Sinat Sapera, truly we're given the power. But how can we have in the Das, Koinoi, that is, if we learn in Mitzvah Yishmael, for states of every generation, there's a Mitzvah, if you read it, there's not much we can do about it. Every day there is another Yerida. Yerida Pshat is less Yerushalayim, less Yerushalayim. Oh, but how can we have in as close as possible to the day of Rabbi Yishmael, with the most Yerushalayim that we possibly have? At the end of the day, how we pass them, that's the Pesach. But how can it be that our fact should be the Das Kone, that the more Yerushalayim, the more Mechavim the Das Kone? You haven't yet answered the question, though. So how does the Beis HaMikdash help? Yerushalayim will help. How does the Beis HaMikdash help? In Pasuk state by Ma'aseh Sheni, there's a mitzvah, Ma'aseh Sheni, we go up and we have to eat our Ma'aseh Sheni Yerushalayim. What's this idea? Talk to Pasuk. V'achalta l'tnei Hashem l'ikecho. We go to Yerushalayim, we eat it. L'tnei Hashem l'ikecho. V'mokrei ma'ashe yivcha l'shankin shem yishom. The place where Shpoku chose to rest the Shechina. Why? L'man tilmad. In order that we should learn. L'yiro es Hashem l'ikecho. Kol ayonim. We should learn to have Yerushalayim. Give us a mitzvah ma'ayis Hashem. To go up to Yerushalayim. In order to have Yerushalayim. What's the connection? The connection Yerushalayim, Ma'aseh Sheni, to Yerushalayim, what's that? Yerushalayim. Talk to Gemara. Gemara in Baba Basra. They made a takoma, so you mishivi melamdei tinoikes to Yerushalayim. The melamdei tinoikes, those that teach the children, used to be in Yerushalayim. Shenema, the state and Pasuk, kimitziyin, take Torah from Tziyin, from Yerushalayim, Torah comes out. So we teach our children, we teach to Yidden, we start teaching the Torah from where? Yeshivim Melamdei Tinoikos. We used to sit the Melamdei Tinoikos in Yerushalayim. Top places. Kvitin tzitzi. Tzera mwere dike loshen of tesis. Lefi, shoyeroya kedusha gedoyla. We used to see over there, kedusha gedoyla. V'koyanim, we used to go to the base of Midrash, you'd see the koyanim, oiskim ba'avoida, being busy with avoida, shoyimachavan liboy yoysel yira shamayim. When you see the koyanim do the avoida, from Dalton radiates yira shamayim. And so what does it radiate yira shamayim? V'leu moy teira. And not then can I learn in the Torah. Could a darshin on this freedom until madly hero? God will maitha sheni, she may really day Talmud. Maitha sheni will bring you to learning. The Shaykh was maitha sheni to learning. Lefi, shahoya oimed bi Yerushalayim. They were oimed when he used to bring you maitha sheni, you were in Yerushalayim. Had sheikh on maitha sheni, did he actually eat maitha sheni from the Jeram, Tzvayis, and Yerushalayim? So he used to go to the basement dish as well. Vaya roya shekulom oiskim menachas shemayim. You see everyone being oisik in menachas shemayim. Uba avoidan with avoidan the Beit Hamikdash. Hoya gam hu mechaven the yira shemayim. He also was mechaven the yira shemayim. Voisik that vayro. And then be oisik that vayro. Dosh they began to your thought. The Beit Hamikdash was a place which generates yira shemayim to anyone that comes in connection with it. If there's yira shemayim there, that's the place to put them down to Jamaicans. Because of the Yerusha Mayim, then the Torah that we learn will be more of a Kiven Libeinu to the day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Sha'as Nesinas HaTorah. It won't just stand be a sperm shrank what's hot Torah in it in Zich. It will be somebody with Yerusha Mayim which is actually kind of the Torah. Then his Torah will be like the original Kavonot Baruch Hu B'Sha'as Nesinas HaTorah, B'Sha'as Matan Torah. We may have a statement in the Medrash Moiradik. Dr. Medrash, that Baruch Hu missed the Torah and missed his daughter because he gave us the power to Paskin. As we Paskin, if we're Shalom Mavel, then we don't have to learn and we learn all wrong. Chas v'shon, v'en azazach, will never be such a thing. And we Paskin all completely crumb and everything goes wrong. We really believe in what we're saying. That life will be like that. Of what will make it that our day should be the Da'at Koinoi, come to Deir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's if our learnings will take Yerusha Mayim, then we'll have the Siyat Yishmaya and our Torah will be like the original intention of Shpoch HaShav Zinat HaTorah. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what you should do. From there, they will generate Yerushalayim. If we generate Yerushalayim, our Torah will be a different Torah, and our Torah will be the original Keshe HaTzvokh V'Shat in the Torah. Tos V'Shat in the Tzvokh, we also have to Shemen Esra. Sheibona Beis HaMikdash Im Heir of Yomeinu. The same Chalkein, the Torah of Lecha. Also Beis HaMikdash up to the Torah. V'Zayna Beis HaMikdash, we get our Yerushalayim, we have our Yerushalayim, and have our Chelek in Torah, because our Chelek in Torah, the same Chelek we spoke about, Shecholak Michoch Vosoi, that Chelek in Torah. That's what we need Beis HaMikdash for. Oich of the statement, the Churban Beis HaMikdash was Shalei Birchu Batayot Chila. The Shaykh is Churban Beis HaMikdash, Shalei Birchu Batayot Chila. Because if you misrashen in the Avodah, it's felt in the Yerushalayim, it's felt in the Torah. They didn't make a Birchu Batayot. Why didn't they? Because it wasn't important to them. The Torah is not important to them. As they correct. Because self in Yerushalayim. Self in Yerushalayim, and the self, that's what all these measures there for, that's generated in Yerushalayim. So, that's the Korban HaMikdash. Omukum and Tariq, let's get back now to our original Machlekes, that we thought was a Machlekes, or Sira, some thought between the Maharal and the Bach. The Maharal goes up. What was the Melchomet HaYavonim, the Melchomet HaShminoim, not the Maharal? Chokhmat HaTorah! And Chochmas Yavon, Torah, Oyer, Choshech wanted to, Yavonim wanted to, with the Choshech of Choshech, wanted to extinguish the Oyer and the Oyer one. Chochmas Torah gave Chochmas Yavon. The Bach told us, Zishkin, what was meant to do with that? It wasn't such a piece of that. It was Poshet. They wanted to destroy the Beit HaMikdash, get rid of the Avodah. Get rid of the Memorial, get rid of the Avodah. Hainu Hach. Not Nishka Machlek and Nishka Tiyat, the Zal was that, it's exactly the same thing. They wanted to have a Koyach over Klal Yisrael. So you know what they did? They said, let's destroy the Beit HaMikdash. Destroy the Avodah. No Avodah, no Yerushalayim. No Yerushalayim. Felt in Torah. Then there's something missing in the Torah. Something missing in Torah, then we'll want them. It's like any other religion which learns their Torah, learns their Bible. They're also missing the Yerushalayim, they're missing the speciality, the Kriyat that we have in our limbs of Torah, which we're coming to the day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.